Welcome to Hammer Down, the number one gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee offices. I am not Toad Diggs.
No.
Atta baby Gumpy.
How are we, Bruce?
Doing well, dude. The Beard Wonder. Canadian Atta sensation. Boy. What's going on, man? How are you?
All is well, my friend. How we doing in the back, Mitt?
Hey, what's up, man? I forgot to cut the camera to myself when I said "Atta baby Gumpy." What's up, dude?
You're good. I got fucking cooked in the NFL last night. I think we all did. We're all in the exact same thing.
Yep. Team ride 0-2.
I mean,
Lane Juice.
Dan Gatling had the drive for glory. I thought we had it.
Yep. I almost went live there. Like I think it was like 5-1 Packers live. I almost did it, but thank God I did not.
They got close, and then. Niners just were not even close.
So they just never fired, huh?
Yeah.
Are we concerned about Trey?
Gumpy, are you concerned about your second favorite team here? This is your NFC squad, dude.
So my thing is, like, Trent Williams wasn't out there, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I kind of think that's a big part of it. But, I mean, you would like Trey Lance to look better, obviously. Like, that was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a sense that you're thinking, like, as a half 49ers fan, are you thinking, like, fuck it, let's keep Jimmy G? Well, you're a Jimmy G fan, so.
I mean, I've been saying that from the beginning. I just don't think. But you also get to this point now. We've talked about this so many times, man. If Trey Lance doesn't play football now, like, that's years, dude. That's 3 years now.
Yeah, crazy. Like at one point, like when would he ever play? Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like if you're, you can't go back to Jimmy now, dude. You got to at least, because if you, I mean, you could start with Trey, right? And then if it doesn't go well, you still have Jimmy. But then you could crush his confidence forever.
I mean, you're either a guy, like, yeah, I see that. You're either a guy or you're not. And at some point, you just have to prove it. Like,
and then they also don't want, if you're the front office, you're the ones who fucking traded everything to get him. You don't want to look like fucking idiots either, right? Yeah,
I think that's probably the biggest part. And, you know, going him instead of Mac Jones and all that.
I still think, and I will die on this till the day I die, fucking, I don't know why they didn't take Justin Fields.
Fair.
Like, Trey Lance could be very good at one point. I just think if you plug Justin Fields into that offense, he would have been not great, but he would have been good day one.
Higher floor and more ready to go.
Yeah, like he could have started. Yeah, but
just going, you know, higher ceiling, Trey Lance. Yeah. And here we are with them as a question mark with basically all the other pieces ready to rock. How'd you do baseball?
Got it, brother. What?
How'd you do baseball?
I had that favorites parlay that hit.
There you go.
But you had the birds. I did not. I was on the south side.
Yeah, I was 2-1 with the Orioles coming back against south side. That was a backbreaker.
Lance Lynn pissed all right, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were
hanging. That's about what you're going to get from Lance Lynn this year, it feels like.
Should we just start with the baseball? You want to just roll through it?
Do you want to do baseball or preseason?
Mitt, what do you think, dude?
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
You know what? Let's do baseball so then I can come in with the good old preseason.
All right.
I'm not betting baseball tonight. We got football.
All right. So the first game, 6:40. The Dodgers with Tyler Anderson go to Miami, who were pitching Nance. I think that was like a TBD. The Dodgers.
Nance?
Yeah, Nance. The Dodgers are $3 favorites. The -1.5 is -175. You got anything going in Miami, dude?
I'm out. I just never bet the Dodgers. I hate the big lines.
Yep. I'm actually doing this one because it's at 640 and is so ridiculous on the run line, -176.
Fuck. Don't hate it.
I mean, they're gonna beat them, you know. It'll probably be 14-0. And then the Reds are in Washington. Mike Minor is pitching for.
He is fucking awful. 2-10, dude. They just keep trotting him out there. He was good with Texas too.
He's got the 6.4 ERA, 2-10, like you said. Cavalli goes for the Nationals. I think it might be his first start, or he's a, you know.
Yeah, I think it is. You can throw this game in the trash, Bruce.
Yep, I am with you there. The Buccos are at the Phillies. Wilson goes for the Buccos. Falter for the Phillies. They are $3 favorites at home.
Yeah, that's too rich with Falter on the bump for me. He ain't nothing special. Not that the Buccos are, but to be fucking that heavy.
Agreed there. All right, so this one's a little bit interesting, I guess you could say. More interesting than those other ones. The Angels are in Toronto. The Blue Jays are -188. I don't know. The Angels, I don't think, have gotten to Toronto.
Detmers isn't bad, but I'm not. I mean, the Jays just fucking ripped. Jays are getting hot, it feels. Well, they own the Red Sox this year, but I'm not betting on the Angels in Toronto, my friend.
Yep, so Detmers, he's got the 3.66 ERA. Toronto, yeah. So, like you said, late night, Boston. They won in extras, right? They won?
Yeah, I think they burned us twice in extras. Oh, Celta Vigo just went up. Ah. Oh. Udinese came through late, too.
Really? What about Betis?
They kick off till 4 year time.
Oh, shit. So I still got time. That's what you're telling me.
Lil's 12 minutes in, 0-0.
Lil? Just Lil.
Buddy day.
Just a Lil. I want to go Blue Jays, but I think it's just a little bit rich with the late night in Boston, even though they are headed home. Little wrinkle, too. So the Angels haven't been to Toronto yet, and who knows if, like, who's vaccinated. Like, anybody could be out because they haven't gone yet.
I mean, that team fucking stinks, dude.
It's true. But, you know, Mike Trout stopped at the border, and all of a sudden the Blue Jays are $4 favorite.
Don't be throwing that out there.
All right. The Rockies are +280 at Shitty Field with the Mets. The Mets are -350 with Bassett Hand on the bump with his 3.25 ERA. I almost went Mets run line, but I don't know.
Yeah, Cole, it'd be like a parlay if we're doing it. Money line parlay again with some favorites maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Cole is on the bump for the Rockies. He's got the 5.16 ERA. He's got to be horrible on the road, I would imagine.
Yeah.
All right. The Rays are +104 at Fenway with the Red Sox, -125 with Waka.
Waka Flocka has been fucking lights out this year.
Yeah, he's got a 2-something ERA. And then Chargois, I don't know how to pronounce his fucking name, goes for the Rays. He's a reliever, I believe. But
on an O with a 0? Where'd he come from?
Yeah, I think he pitched like 2 or 3 innings and just, I think he had like 3 strikeouts. No runs, obviously.
Red Sox getting 56% of the bets and 68% of the money.
Yeah, I mean, they've been on a slide, but you got to think at home, Waka Flocka on the bump, good at times.
Yeah, I'm going to dive in here. Give me the Sox first 5 money line for Waka Flocka.
Fair play. Fair play, sir.
Come on.
The Tigers are +140 at the Rangers, who are -162 with Otto on the bump. And Alexander goes for the Tigers, pair of 4 ERAs. Kind of surprised that it's -164 to the Rangers. It's a little juicy.
Yeah, I'm out on auto. No, thank you.
Yep, I'm passing there, too. The Cubs go to Milwaukee with Steele on the bump for them, +130 against Freddie Peralta at home, -154.
Steele has been kind of nice.
He is.
Although I don't feel great about fucking laying anything with the Cubs. And I mean, Peralta is all right, but yeah, I'm out on this one, Bruce. I ain't laying nothing.
Yeah, I was very close on the +1.5, -160, but I'm trying to just cool off on those in general.
Next Friday, dude. Let it eat.
No, we're not going to. The Padres are in Kansas City. They are -200 with Musgrove on the bump against Bubic.
Bubic. Yeah.
Is that how you say it, really?
I don't know. I always do that. I do that with Pulisic, too, and I know it's wrong, so I shouldn't be saying that like I know.
That's how we say it on the show.
Hell yeah, man.
That's Canadian.
The Padres have been stinking it up to be $2 favorites, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just not doing it. Like, I would normally be licking my chops, like, oh, Padres at Royals.
I love Musgrove, though. That's
yeah,
my
he's thing. A beauty.
I'm going to lay the half first 5 on the dads here.
Fair play.
Figure it out, lads. If not now, then when?
The D-backs go to the south side. dude.
Cueto on the bump.
Yeah, Cueto, it's -175.
Let's go.
At home. I like it, boys.
Johnny Cat.
-160, first five money line. Give me south side with Cueto.
Hell yeah. Team ride?
Yeah, team ride. Johnny Cueto is the only bright spot on this pitching staff right now. I mean, kind of Lance Lynn played good last night. They can't hit for shit if people are on the fucking bases. I don't know why. I don't know what happens.
Yeah. Gump, I think you're smart with the first five here. I know you always play first fives, but the White Sox bullpen is what I'm worried about tonight.
Yeah.
But fuck it. We're laying it. Sweet. The Giants are... Sweet. We're all... Sweet.
Attaboy.
Keep moving.
Go on, son.
The Giants and Alex Wood, who's been throwing beach balls of late, head to Minnesota to take on Ryan and the Twins. The Twins are -132. Very intriguing interleague action with both about five out in the wild card. The Twins
both playing like absolute shit.
Yeah, Twins have dropped their last six. Giants barely better than that. What are you thinking here, dude? You going with Alex Wood, the old dog?
No, I'm going Twins here, Bruce.
Hell yeah.
I like Joe Ryan. He's been decent of late. I think this is a good number for the Twins. First five money line.
Yeah, this is my big one of the night. Twins money line.
Oh, no.
Nice night at Tarjay Field. it's simply just like I think that these are two teams. Like the Twins are going to challenge for that wild card spot, and I don't think the Giants are going to. Okay. And I think that starts with the Twins snapping the six-game losing streak tonight. All right, cool.
He's on fire. We know what to title this episode of the podcast, man. Fucking cool.
The Orioles are in Houston with the Astros. The Astros are $2 favorites. McClure's goes against Bradish. Bradish stinks for the Orioles.
McCullers been dealing since he came back. Three starts, I think. Give me Astros first five, -0.5, please.
Fair play. Quite the tilt here. The Braves go to St. Louis. The ace, Quintana, on the bump for the Cardinals. +136, Strider for the Braves.
I hate to go against the ace, but I like Strider and the Braves here. First five money line.
Damn. I was really trying to talk myself into going Cardinals at home. But it's tough to do. Tough case to make against old Strider.
I watched the ace get absolutely ripped apart by the D-backs last Sunday, so that's kind of hard for me to that visual is deep in my soul.
It's tough to compartmentalize.
Good word.
The Yankees are at the Athletics again. They kicked the shit out of them last night. I was on them run line. Very chill experience. Garrett Cole on the bump, so he'll let up a four-run homer. A grand slam and, you know, probably the second inning.
This Sears kid has been good.
Yeah, he's like in the twos, right? Two something ERA.
Yeah, fucking Lil just scored. Let's go, boys. Come on.
I'm old Lil.
I was hoping to get A's Ali's, first five +1.5. I know I said that last night and they were down like 10-0 after two innings. So I'm not touching this game. Is Stanton the savior in New York?
Yeah. Yep. He had a timely hit to kind of crack things loose last night.
Like, it's wild after all these years that fucking he comes back and they're just mashing again.
It simply has to be. And, you know, like, and he's the conversation because Judge is like, you know what you're getting from Aaron Judge. Like, if you didn't know what you're getting from Aaron Judge, you'd be like, we need Judge to play better. But yeah, he is definitely the X factor, kind of that catalyst. And it's sort of like the, you know, the last time they won it with Hideki Matsui, and then like their last real deep playoff run was Raul Ibanez was packing fucking
fat. It was like the Sox, like fat dips. The Sox had Ortiz and Manny. Like you had to pitch to one of them.
Yep, you just need to have kind of those big sticks in there. I am going Yankees over four on the team total because I think Garrett Cole will let up some runs, and then the Yankees were, you know, just basically had the bases loaded all game last night.
I'm interested to see how this Sears kid does against their lineup because he has been really good.
Yeah, fair play. Guardians are at the Mariners. This is kind of your Your department, Shane Bieber, Biebs, goes for the Guardians against Gilbert for the Mariners.
Gilbert's faded a bit. He was close to, I think he was under three for a long time, like even 2.5. He's up over, he's like 330 now. I'm going to take the Guardians as a slight favorite first five money line, Bruce.
All right. Yeah, I'm still disgusted from the Guardians yesterday, was it? Yeah, it was 3-1 at the...
McKenzie just gave up three in the first, and that was it.
Yeah, that was gross. All right, that's baseball. So what were your plays, Gump?
I got all first five, Red Sox money line, White Sox money line, Dads minus a half, Twins money line, Strohs minus a half, Braves money line, Guardians money line.
I am going Dodgers run line, Twins money line, Southside money line, and the Yankees over four. Man, you got a parlay cooking?
I don't hate that Yankees play.
I've been getting cooked on baseball parlays, so we're going to back off of those on football betting nights specifically, I think. That's going to be the new strategy for me. Football betting nights, I can only focus on football. That needs to be my attention. It's game day.
Fuck yeah.
It's game day. Print the shirts. Mitt says it's game day.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going, dude.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going, dude.
Bills at Tampa. Starters aren't. Wait, no.
Who cares?
No, I'm looking at week one. Bills at Panthers. The Bills are not playing anybody. The Panthers are playing starters. They're minus
six. I went deep into the. I kind of was focusing on footy most of the week. I went pretty deep into the college and preseason last night and put together some concoctions here.
All right.
I'm not going to lay any sort of points like that. So what I've done is I've done Carolina and the Seahawks money line parlay -120.
All right.
Because I'm not laying 7 points with the Panthers or the Seahawks.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't really know what to do with either one of these games. I kind of want to go Cowboys with the 7, but I also don't at all want to.
This is too many points for fucking preseason.
Yeah, it's tough to pick either one of them. I kind of want to go Bills +6.5 too, but like they're not going to try. So
yeah, that's all I gathered from those two games anyways.
Yeah, it's the preseason. I'm due to hit a parlay. So we threw together a nice four-legger tonight, actually. Sorry. We're going to go the over Buffalo Bills at the Carolina Panthers, 39.5. We're going to go under 36.5 LA Chargers at the New Orleans Saints. We're going to go under 37.5 Seattle Seahawks at the Cowboys. And then we're going to go the Las Vegas Raiders, the darling of our preseason, money line to bring it home +1,000.
I am worried about the Raiders without Big Dick Nick Mullins.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I think I'm going Patriots, honestly.
Are you?
Yeah, I think just after the week of practice in Vegas that Bill might just kind of, get it going a little bit more than he normally would in the preseason. And, I mean, the quarterbacks – without Mullins, are equal or even maybe advantage Patriots.
I'll die with our sins for what the Raiders have done for us. I'm taking Raiders money line.
There you go. What are you thinking in the Saints? You going with Book or?
I mean, who are they against?
They got the Chargers, who haven't played anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to take the Saints, but I can't. I'm sitting that one out for sure.
I think I'm going to do it.
Taking the Saints?
Yeah, -170 money line.
Juice.
And then tomorrow you got Jaguars at Falcons. The Falcons are -3.5.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons on that one. I like the way they play preseason football.
Are they going to let fucking Ridder play?
Probably not much, honestly. I think they've kind of seen what they want to see and it's just going to be Felipe Franks kind of.
I'm not betting on Frankie Franks. No. I did it the other night. I can't die like that.
All right. This is a live cash out option. If Felipe Franks is playing the whole fucking second half, I am going to be cashing out of this bet. If they're up, I'm going to be cashing out of this bet.
Maybe just get a big lead.
But, you know, it's Lutton on the other side, the Jaguars.
Yeah,
know?
And also, yeah, like,
Jags
for some
looked
reason,
decent last preseason game. Like, they were close with the Steelers. Like, fuck. The Falcons got boat raced by the Jets in the second half. Like, they were up,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, but a little rain and.
Yeah, let's also assume that most of those players are going to be off the roster at this point. Like, how many cuts were there? 8?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. So I
at
just,
least 8 of those dudes are off the team.
My eyes can't handle watching Philly Franks with my money in his hand.
Yeah. That is, you know, it's a great point. Rams at Bengals. The Rams are +2.5. Neither team are going to play any starters. So you got Wolford and Perkins, and then Brandon Allen against Jake Browning for the Bengals. You do anything there?
Rams +2.5 for sure.
Yeah, I got
baiting the under. I might throw the under in a parlay.
Are you on the Bengals, Bruce?
No. I think I'm just gonna sit it at. Eagles at Dolphins. What are you thinking, dude?
I mean, for myself, I'm obviously taking Dolphins money line. This Skylar Thompson kid has been unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's reason enough, and you're not laying anything.
Yeah, and I don't know what the I mean, if the Eagles are going to trot out Minshew, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Bears at Browns.
I have to take the Bears for the shield.
Yep, I agree. I mean, Dobbs is a little scary, though.
Dobbs can make some plays out there.
And then Rosen behind him with, you know, Josina. Who knows what's going on?
What was that about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a buzz going on in Cleveland right now.
Yep. He's starting week one?
I don't know. I'm really debating taking the Browns.
So we got starters here, both sides. 30 snaps for the Bears. And then Simeon and Peterman. And then,
I mean,
know,
Brisket. If Brisket looks bad, fuck. Wait, I can't. I hope he fucking doesn't look good, and then fucking Jimmy G of the Browns will go fucking chaos.
Yep.
I mean, if Jimmy G got traded to the Browns, would you start betting on him?
Nah, I can't do it.
Oh, bullshit.
The shield over everything, dude. I can't do it. I love Jimmy G, but I ain't betting on the Browns.
Are you also never betting on the Bills?
I mean, I never bet on the Bills anyways. I've hated the Bills for a long time in my whole life.
The Cardinals headed Tennessee. They are +3. Let's see what the starters are. McSorley, he will be starting for the Cardinals, and then Willis and Woodside are the only two that have played for the Titans. Titans have been a bit of a wagon.
Bad Titans because of Willis.
Yep. You got to do it. Hometown matchup here, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Colts. The Colts are laying 3. Starters are playing
down to 3?
Yep.
Yep. So it was 3, and then it was 2, I believe, and now it's back to 3. The Colts starters are playing a half, allegedly, and then Brady is starting for the Bucs.
This parlay's even money. Ravens Colts money line.
All right, so you're going with old Jack Cohn.
Because I don't want to lay, and I know the Ravens have won 22 in a row, but it's still, like I said, I don't want to lay that many points.
Yeah, I've watched Jack Cohn play football, and I didn't like what I saw, so I'm going to take Tampa Bay plus the 45 money line because just the fourth quarter, and you know what? If Tampa Bay's down, I'm going to live bet him.
Wow.
Here we go.
I'm on the Bucks +3 also. I did it right when Tom was playing.
Maybe
honestly.
Middle this thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Fight too.
So, like, is JT going? Like, really?
No, Taylor's out.
Yeah. Okay. So starters are going a half, but like, is Michael Pittman gonna play a half?
All I saw was that Hines and Taylor weren't playing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do really like the Bucks +3 there. It's probably my favorite of the. Vikings are at Denver. The story starts.
Vikings just got Big Dick Nick Mullins.
Yeah, so is he just starting now? He must be.
Unless Mond will start. Or Broncos, did you see the Broncos offenses looked like shit all week?
That story
came out late last night. No one's really jumped on that one.
Gotcha.
I like Vikings money line here.
All right. You know what? I'll join you.
Yeah, might as well. Jump in.
And then Sunday, we got the battle of MetLife. The Giants and Jets. The
battle for New York.
The Victor Cruz game, as you also might know it. He had, like, I think 4 touchdowns 1 year. I was there. It was amazing.
The best night of Bruce's life was a preseason football game.
Victor Cruz game.
Yeah, I got the feeling we'll see a little bit of Dimes. I think there's no word yet, but I think we will get a little bit of Dimes. And then obviously T-Mobile and Davis Webb against Flacco, Mike White, and Strafolski.
Yeah, I like the plus 165 money line on the Fighting Tyrod Taylors. We're so back.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants plus 4.5 for sure.
Fair play.
And then the Lions are plus 4.5 with the Steelers. Starters are playing, I believe, for both teams. I love the Steelers.
Yeah, you have to with the way all three quarterbacks have been playing well. You have to take the Steelers here.
Yep, they are 5-point favorites as it stands right now.
All right. Beautiful.
All right, so what all did you have, sir?
Let's fucking dive in here. Tonight, I have... Where are we? Moneyline parlay. Panthers, Seahawks, then Raiders money line. Sunday, we go Titans money line, Dolphins money line parlay, Ravens and Colts, Vikings money line, and then Sunday, just the Steelers.
All right. I am going Saints money line, the Patriots plus 2, the Bears plus 5.5. The Bucks plus 3, and then the Giants plus 4.5, and the Steelers laying 5.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Bears plus 5.5 as well.
For the Shield.
Obviously.
Here we go.
Obviously.
The I'm super due to hit a preseason parlay. The over of 39.5, Buffalo Bills at the Carolina Panthers. The under 36.5, Los Angeles Chargers at New Orleans Saints. The under of 37.5, the Seattle Seahawks at Dallas Cowboys. And then the Las Vegas Raiders money line. And then through the rest of the weekend, I'm also on the Buccaneers money line. I'm going to hop on the Dolphins money line. And the Falcons money line, and then also the Fighting Tyrod Taylors, a.k.a. the New York Giants money line.
Hell yeah.
I love football.
Did we, like, skip?
No.
We didn't skip a game, did we? Like, the Ravens?
No.
No, they got nothing. All right.
Ravens?
No, no, I kind of
fucked you there by just throwing those parlays in right away.
No. I apologize, but it is week 0, Gumby.
How's the lighting over there? Are we all right?
Yeah, I mean, probably look better than me, if I had to guess.
Well, I know that, but... fucking thing died.
That does. No, you look all right. You look good.
Oh, go ahead. Back to week 0, son.
Week 0. Nebraska is at Northwestern, and by at Northwestern, I mean in Dublin, Ireland. This line has fallen from plus 13.5, where Mitt actually took Nebraska. So he's laying 13.5. It is now 11.5, which I love. I love Northwestern. I love it so much. I cannot wait for this game tomorrow. Gump, where are you going?
I'm joining you, Bruce.
Let's go.
Northwestern. I mean, I was going to take Northwestern already, but then as soon as Bobby Carpenter said Nebraska wasn't going to cover, I can't argue with the fucking general.
Seriously. Yeah, you Northwestern marks can have fun. I'm taking Nebraska minus the 11.5, doubling it down.
13, dude.
Yeah, I already have minus 13, dude. It's minus 11.5 right now. That's what you guys should take it at.
13.
Yeah, I took it at minus 13. That's what it was at. I think they're going to win by 2 touchdowns. They have Texas starting quarterback from last year. He wasn't that bad. He would be starting there if they didn't get Quinn Ewers. So I think they're going to be good. That's an obvious upgrade from Blake fucking Martinez, who couldn't hit the broadside of a bar.
I don't know. Martinez has some fucking moments, dude.
Adrian Martinez could run through the motherfucker's face, but couldn't throw a ball to anyone. He couldn't even throw a ball to the defense.
Nebraska!
For Nebraska.
Nebraska!
Dude stinks.
I also like the under 51.5. I don't really enjoy betting totals or unders, but
I hate it.
It's a pretty high one there. And then we got Connecticut at Utah State. Utah State is laying 26.5. I lean Utah State and might pull trig. I'm a little worried about this, you know, Jim Mora kind of coming back, redemption story with UConn.
You're on Utah State?
Yeah, I'm leaning Utah State.
I love UConn.
Let it fly. You love UConn here.
Yeah, I took a deep dive into UConn last night. I 26.5 feels like way too much here.
You took a dive into UConn and thought that this was too much?
Yeah.
All right. And this is also bias. I was born on the campus of Utah State.
Yeah, you fucking don't start with your Utah shit, dude.
Okay, well, they're also actually good. Won the conference last year, covered most fucking games, and Connecticut fucking didn't. I think Connecticut covered 2 games last year. They're plus
teams,
like 20
dude.
Fucking six every single fucking game. This is honestly a pretty nice line. Only 4 touchdowns. Yeah, Utah State at home minus 26.5.
It's only 4.
UConn.
I mean, so what would you make this line, Mitt? What would you say is a fair line for Utah State to be laying with
35?
35.
What's Utah State?
You putting it with Alabama, dude?
Yeah, what's Utah State plus at Bama? Like they're gonna be by what, 35 at Bama, probably 60?
47.
Yeah, like they're going to lose by 60 next week. Let's go out there. Let's start the season off on a high note. Let's go kick the shit out of UConn. Let's go, Aggies.
I think they'll probably win by 3 touchdowns, 21.
That'd be a heartbreaker.
Yeah, I could see that. I would probably make the number 24 if I were to really, really split hairs.
Bookmaker.
Wyoming at Illinois. This line has moved a ton, 3.5 really, since we started talking about it. Illinois is now laying 13.5, and it's minus 120 too. So, you know, insult to injury, hey, it's not even minus 105. So yeah, I'm on Illinois. I'm just gonna
have to be. That's a gross number, but they should come out of the gates hot, you'd have to think.
Wow, we got some hot movement here. Last I checked, Charlotte was plus 7.5 at FAU. Now, if you like FAU, you can get them minus 6.5, minus 120.
This is the one game I'm staying away from. I got no fucking clue.
I was mentally prepared to say, hey, you know what? I'm rolling the dice. I'm going Charlotte plus 7.5. And boom, 6.5. I'm on FAU. Give me FAU minus 6.5. Let's go.
All right. You were chucking the Dukes up all fucking weekend because I did lay the plus 7.5 with Charlotte. I would say wait right now. It's pretty juiced. It's going to go down. It's going to go up. It's going to go up to 7, I think. So wait. Take the touchdown. And me and Bruce are fighting it out.
So
fight it out, lads.
So you get the 11.5 on Nebraska, but then you also would like the 7.5.
Hey, he's a fucking
Bingo.
Businessman, dude. He knows what he's doing. He played 45 with Utah State, though.
26.5, so basically 28.
I'll line that thing.
35 minus 35.5. That's actually minus 34.5 alternate spread. I'll go in and find it right now.
Oh god.
You're a madman. North Texas is at UTEP. We were potentially thinking coin here, but Gump, I believe you might have an angle. What's the angle?
I love UTEP plus 1.5. Love it. I think they win this game, Bruce. I really do.
So North Texas runs the shit out of the ball.
Yeah,
I believe. I would lean that way, but you're freaking me out.
Oh, you're on North Texas?
I'm not doing it because of you.
No, don't do that.
With this UTEP minus junk.
Football week zero, dude. Don't fucking talk yourself out of something because I'm on UTEP.
All right, give me the mean green machine or whatever they call it over there in North Texas. Let's go, boys. You're going to rush for 300 yards. Mate, you got anything?
I'm checking out right now. I'm trying to see if North Texas's coach is... Oh, he's 2016 to present? Fuck. I can't bet on a team that just runs a fucking ball. Yeah, I'm out on this. Sorry.
What?
I wanted to bet on North Texas, but I just... In college football, I don't think you can win by running the ball a fuck ton, so I'm just out. I might bet the under of this game, though. It's 54.5. Ah, fuck.
There's something there, though, where passing beats rushing without passing. But, you know, passing without rushing.
You should say that one more time.
Could lose to rushing.
There's passing. No way you said that right.
Nevada at New Mexico State is laying 8.5 now. This has jumped around a little. I think at one point it was getting steamed up to 10 and then started creeping back down to a comfy 8.5 for the Nevada program, which has lost Carson Strong, their head coach, who I think took some of the furniture with him. So a gutted program against the New Mexico State Aggies, who don't have much to write home about themselves.
Are you touching this one?
Yeah, I'm on Nevada. Nevada. Let's Nevada.
Go. Everyone's on New Mexico?
Who is?
I don't know. I'm on Nevada. I think the New Mexico State was one of the worst fucking teams of all time last year. They covered 2 games. Nevada, they also were really bad, but, I mean, they're just a little bit better of a program. I think the books definitely know what they're doing here with the minus.
New Mexico State, 61% of the bets, 86% of the money.
Yeah, that makes me more confident with Nevada, honestly.
Yeah, I'm fucking out on this game, dude.
This will get late action, too. It'll be a weird one to stare down at 9:55, to say the
least.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not fucking... New Mexico State was 2-10 last year, and everyone thinks they're just going to show up and cover.
Doesn't seem likely to me.
I'm fucking out on this game, dude. I'll fucking put my feet up.
Vanderbilt is wheels up to Hawaii, where they are laying 9.5 with the Rainbow Warriors. I know Tone's got an angle. Do you have an angle, sir?
I don't. I want to take Hawaii plus the points.
If we get 10.5, I'm doing it. And I'll just say, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm taking the Rainbow Warriors right now.
Hawaii is a tough place to play.
Yeah. And they're 11-1 at the spread in their opener. Tony.
Yeah, fuck it.
Tony, though. I'm in. Tony, though, I know is on Vanderbilt. That is one of his plays. And you know, he researches more than me. So.
Yeah, I'm riding with Tony here. I like Vanderbilt. They're going to play a fucking hard ass SEC schedule. This is one of their only games that they can go in and get a lick on a fucking bad team, a bad program. Go in minus 9.5. Let's go beat the shit out of Hawaii is how you say it.
So, Hawaii.
Yeah. Hawaii.
Hawaii. All right. Gump, run through them. What do you got?
Are we not going to talk about fucking North Carolina, Florida A&M?
Where are these things? Why does it, like, hide them on the...
The FanDuel doesn't... No. Even with the preseason, like, them just going straight to the regular season, it was just kind of weird.
Yeah, here. No, you're right. We did skip.
That's the only other play I have. I love North Carolina minus 34.5.
All right, so let's just do all
of
them. Do you
think that Tony does have a flyer on the Duquesne Dukes to go and beat Florida State this weekend, money line? And I'm going to actually ride with him on that. Fuck it. I like the Duquesne Dukes.
Who's coaching Florida State now? Norvell left, right? Or is Norvell still there?
I think, yeah. Mike Martin or no? Norvell's still there.
Norvell's still there.
Yep.
They had like 6 quarterbacks they used last year, I felt like.
Yep. So so it's Florida State laying 38.5. And then UNC's laying 34.5 with Florida A&M. What's another game? Did we miss any others? Austin P with Western Kentucky.
I got. So tomorrow for week zero, I got Northwestern plus, what were they, 11.5?
Yep.
Illinois minus 10.5. UConn plus 26.5. UNC minus 34.5. UTEP plus 1.5. And then Hawaii plus, what were they, 8.5?
Nine and a half, yeah.
Even better.
All right, so Tony is taking Illinois and Vanderbilt. Illinois minus 13.5 and Vandy minus the 9.5. Oh, I fucked.
13.5.
I done fucked up.
That a baby tone.
I done fucked up looking at this. So Tone's preseason plays for the NFL are the Bears plus 5.5 and the Panthers Seattle moneyline parlay. All right. That's on me, everybody.
Dude.
Oh, boy, Bruce.
I just didn't read it, honestly. And then he's got the Duchesne Dukes plus 38 at Florida State as well. That, he said, is his biggest play of the week. Just kidding. He didn't. He actually said it isn't an official pick.
We're doing the official pick thing again.
Of course.
I mean, you got to bet on your team opening week. That's a rule.
That is a rule. There are many rules like it, but that one is ours. all right, so I'm on Northwestern plus 11.5, Illinois minus 13.5, Nevada minus 8.5, Hawaii plus 10. And then I'll throw FSU laying 38.5 and UNC 34.5 just to, you know, watch the highlights and smile.
I like UNC and UConn a lot.
You like UConn a lot?
Yeah.
That seems chaotic.
I have never heard somebody say I like UConn a lot. And
look, dude, we're not talking about a fucking pick'em, dude. It's 26.5 points.
Their facilities are like
they're worse than my high school. My high school had fucking 800 people.
They're playing in the tall grass. Yeah, so did
the Bengals had worse facilities than your high school and went to the Super Bowl.
That's
fuck. It's fucking football, dude. Just fucking pick up.
Yeah, but I will also say UConn does not have fucking players like Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. And with that leading into my pick, we got Utah State minus 26.5. We got Nebraska plus minus the 11.5, Bruce. And then Charlotte plus the 7.5. And then I'm taking Vandy. Vandy minus the 9.5, and then am I missing one? Yeah, I am. Nevada minus 8.5. That was it.
It's gonna be a bloodbath for somebody.
Somebody's losing, but it ain't
us. This will be the classic fucking fuck different size. Fuck, somebody's gonna win.
Northwestern is my, like, you know, that's
You've been fucking beating the Northwestern.
That's my heat check. Like, Northwestern can't fly to Ireland and play in Dublin and not cover the spread.
I mean, they could. They absolutely. They could come out laying an absolute egg and no one would say a damn thing.
I would. I'll say something. All right. Footy time? Is it time to cross the pond? Have a cup of Joe, flip on the Peacock, and check into some top-class Premier League action?
Come on.
All right, you want to start there?
Yeah, let's do Premier League. Lil's up 2-0 at the half.
Let's go, Lil. Lil, Alize. Is that what they say in France?
Sure.
I believe it is like their let's go. Southampton takes on Man United. Man United found some form against Liverpool, won't you say?
Yeah, fuck this game.
All right, Brighton takes on Leeds, the American lads.
Taking Leeds, double chance at Brighton. Brighton is good, but Leeds has looked good this season, my friend.
Hell yeah, they have. Liverpool takes on Bournemouth.
I mean, if we don't win this game, this could be the end. I might swan dive off my deck, dude. If we can't win in our first four games, we're fucked.
Would the Liverpool fans start protesting?
No, because there's nothing to protest. I mean, there is the Fenway Sports Group is what's the word?
Not trying as hard as they might.
Not cheap, frugal.
Okay. Taking their time.
Yeah. Doing like they've done it with the Red Sox. They don't want to pay Bogarts or Devers. And now Liverpool's got a bunch of players hurt. Transfer window's about to close. They don't really want to pay to bring in another midfielder, but we got nobody left. It's kind of, since they've won, they've been that way, which, I mean, I guess is understandable.
I guess. And, you know, it'll be top four.
All that. Not playing like they are, dude. They haven't looked like this in years.
Sheesh. All right, so nothing there. I mean, they're minus 950. So
yeah.
Brentford takes on Everton. Quite the tilt. Brentford favored here, no?
Yeah, Everton has looked like absolute shit, but I'm not laying it with Brentford.
Yeah, it seems a little early for the Brentford favorite.
Brentford's decent.
Man City takes on Crystal Palace. I've seen a bit about Crystal Palace being a hot dog here.
Zaha is very good, but I'm not expecting. City dropped points last week. There's no way they're dropping points back to back.
Chelsea and Pulisic takes on Leicester.
Leicester. I would almost take a flyer on Leicester, but they're kind of fighting their own demons right now with letting players go and shit. So I'm not touching this one.
All right, bad vibes. Feels like Leeds kind of took all their good vibes.
Yeah.
Funny how Chelsea that works.
Chelsea's a bit of a mess right now too, trying to bring in players and players are leaving. But
yeah, yeah, things change quickly.
Transfer window.
Yeah, things change fast on the table, dude. You go from mid table, bottom table, up to the top table. Lickety split.
Yep.
Arsenal takes on Fulham. They are $3 favorites.
Good luck.
Wolves, Newcastle. This is nice bettable action here. What do you like?
I got Newcastle draw no bet, my friend.
Okay, they at home.
They look very good this season. Very good.
Newcastle.
Tied City last week. They're up 3-1 on City last week.
Yeah. Adam. Yeah, and then to keep that a tie, too, with all the momentum going City's way, that was impressive. I actually watched that.
Usually City would bury a team like that. And they just signed a striker from Real Sociedad for like $60 million as well. I don't know if he's playing, but Newcastle does have money now, and they're adding to their squad.
Damn. And the Wolves, I feel like they've been a bit disappointing to start the season.
Yeah, they lost a few players. They're struggling a bit. It was always going to catch them eventually. They let Traore go last year, and I don't know. They just still, slowly, players seem to be trickling out of there.
They still got my guy, though. I obviously don't know his name. Soccer, he looks like Saquon Barkley.
No, that's Traore. He's on Barcelona.
He's on Barcelona?
Yeah, I don't know if he plays anymore, to be honest, all the players they brought in. They're trying to get rid of Memphis Depay, who was like their best player last year. I wouldn't mind fucking Liverpool taking a flyer on him. He's good.
Hey, here we go. Ashton Villa.
Ashton, you asshole.
Ashton Villa takes on West Ham. West Ham, I feel like normally a cheeky bunch, but this year,
They're fighting it a bit early.
Yeah.
So is Villa, though. West Ham double chances minus 150. That is insane. Give me the fucking hammers.
All right. Fuck yeah, hammers.
Yep.
Nottingham Forest make their way over to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for what should be a gallant effort.
Should be a spanky, and I'm too rich for my blood, my friend.
Yeah, I'll probably lay that 220. I'm a Tottenham supporter. so I'll be there with Sonny Digital and Harry Kane, surely. We need more minutes for old Perisic.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
All right, where should we head, Dad? La Liga, Serie A, or Bundesliga?
Yeah, Liga.
Which Liga? La Liga?
Bundesliga.
All right, this will be fun with these names. You know I'm ready.
You want me to fucking just run through it?
No, dude, that would take all the fun out of it. Mainz versus Leverkusen.
Leverkusen has looked like shit, but I think they're better than what they've shown. Leverkusen draw no bet -130 at Mainz.
Hoffenheim versus Augsburg.
I did not touch that one.
You don't like Hoffenheim -230?
I'm just not sure on either one of these teams just yet.
Hertha Berlin versus Dortmund.
Dortmund money line -140. This line seems short, although Dortmund just lost to Werder Bremen, who just came up. So you're getting a good number on Dortmund here.
What's Dortmund losing to Werder Bremen?
They lost Haaland, man.
Yeah, I guess that's the heart and soul.
I mean, Marco Reus will always be the heart and soul because he's the one who's never left.
Marco Reus, surely. I've heard that name.
Dortmund always finds a way to replace players, but yeah, it might take a little bit. Haaland was fucking so good for them.
This feels like a good get-right spot for old Dortmund.
Come on.
Come on. RB Leipzig takes on Wolfsburg.
I'm not touching this one.
Schalke 4 versus Union Berlin.
Union Berlin has looked unbelievable. Added a couple players who've been scoring. For fun, my friend, Union Berlin at draw no bet, -130, I absolutely love, and I would consider sprinkling the money line.
That's the one.
Yeah, I love Union Berlin. They were good to us last year, and they're better this year.
Hell yeah. Bayern Munich? Munich?
Bayern Munich, you fuck.
Bayern Munich. They head to Gladbach. I mean, no disrespect. Bayern Munich is an absolute wagon.
Let's just hope someone can give them a fucking game here. Come on, Gladbach.
Come on, Gladbach, 10-1. Yeah. I might fuck around and have some fun with Gladbach. Those supporters got to be going nuts.
I just can't wait for Mane to score another fucking 3 goals and everyone fucking wonder why he left Liverpool.
You like any of these two Sunday Bundesliga matchups? FC Köln versus Stuttgart.
I do. I like Stuttgart. Stuttgart double chance, -130.
Yeah, that's not bad there for Stuttgart at home.
Yeah, they've started slow, but I think they're better than what they've shown.
And then Werder Bremen takes on Frankfurt. Frankfurt, tough draw in the Champions League, huh? Because they're in the like the best group somehow. Because I don't really get why.
Yeah, I mean they're probably the last team to get in from the Bundesliga, or no, they won Europa League.
Yeah, that's why. So they're top flight. So that's why Tottenham has an incredible draw because Frankfurt's top flight. But anyway, neither here nor there. Do you like them on Sunday?
I like them double chance. I know Bremen's look decent, but I think Frankfurt can at least get a draw here.
Awesome. All right, where to next? Should we go to France for 1/2 hour, 2/2 hour?
Yeah, what do we got left? France and Italy? I don't have much for Italy, so I can just run through those at the end. Let's go. Oh, we got La Liga, too.
Yeah, where La Liga or Ligue?
I only got a few. Let's see here. Go to La Liga.
All right, so you have Betis at 4 p.m., right?
Yep.
All right, so we'll start there, and then we go to Elche at Real Sociedad.
Short number here for Sociedad, -120 money line. Give me them.
+120 now they're giving out.
What?
+120 on the money line for Real Sociedad.
Oh, well, save yourself the trouble and take draw no bet, my friend.
Hell yeah. Rayo Vallecano versus Mallorca. You got anything there?
Against Mallorca?
Mallorca is how you say that?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm good. I wouldn't even bet that. Even if I had that game bet after what just happened there, I don't think you can touch it.
How about Sevilla at home, +110?
Yeah, I like Sevilla, plus money line. I love Sevilla there.
Yep, that feels good. How about Villarreal, -115?
I'm laying that as well. Villarreal, good squad, my friend.
And then Barcelona is $7 favorites. Probably nothing there. Real Madrid, only -230.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
Against a team that's just Espanol.
Espanol, yeah. I'm out.
So their team name is just Spanish?
Good squad.
Cadiz against Athletic Bilbao.
What's Bilbao?
Bilbao's plus 110.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable, really.
Bilbao might be worth a shot there. I would lean Bilbao. I didn't have that one on the list.
I wake up each day and my default setting is just lean Bilbao.
Bilbao's been a staple in La Liga, like top six or eight for a long time.
All right. Valencia.
I get up in the morning and think Bilbao.
No, I just wake up each day. I'm like, where is my Athletic Bilbao plus 110 today?
Yeah. You
know? Valencia at Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid is even money.
That's Monday, isn't it?
Oh, shit. That is Monday. All right. Where to next? Ligue 1?
Go Ligue 1.
1.5 hour, 2.5 hour. Like you said, Lille is up 2-0 at home there.
Celta Vigo just came home. We could be sitting with fucking Betis for a clean sweep here today.
4 p.m. Get him in. Get him in. Get him live, boys, while you still can. Strasbourg is plus 105 at home. You got anything there, sir?
They're down to plus 105?
Yes, sir. Auxerre. Get him the Aux. Plus 260.
Auxerre, what's Auxerre double chance?
Make me click on buttons now. Thought we were just going to have a cigarette, maybe a coffee. So you want draw, no bets, what you're looking for, sir?
No, double chance.
Double chance, Auxerre is minus 145.
Beautiful. Auxerre double chance. Let's go. I like that.
All right. Lens versus Rennes.
Lens, draw no bet at home versus Rennes.
Gotcha. Nantes versus...
Nantes.
Versus Toulouse.
Nantes, draw no bet at home.
Nantes.
You fuck.
Lorient heads to Clermont, where they take on Clermont. They are plus 280.
Clermont foot? No, I'm out on that game.
What about Brest versus Montpellier?
No, didn't touch that one.
Nice heads to or hosts Martial.
Marseille. Holy fuck. What a fucking run, dude. I like Marseille. Draw no bet at Nice.
You got Marseille?
Yeah.
Maybe an away day for Tottenham in Marseille. With the Champions League. Troyes takes on Angers.
Angers, draw no bet.
Fair play. Reims versus Lyon.
Lyon money line.
Paris Saint-Germain. Minus 550 as they head to Monaco.
Good luck. That's mid-squad.
All right, and that's it for Ligue 1.
Yep.
What else? We got the domestic side.
Austin
FC at LAFC. You already told us you like
LAFC.
Oh,
I only have my only play for MLS is Toronto FC double chance at Charlotte.
Okay,
so like I'll run through it here.
Wait, hold on. Before you do, Toronto FC versus Charlotte. That was the first time we took them, right? With Charlotte FC.
No, first time was against the Revs.
All right, never mind.
Saturday. Union Berlin, draw no bet. Dortmund, money line. Leverkusen, draw no bet. Leeds, double chance. Auxerre, double chance. Sociedad, draw no bet. Torino, draw no bet. Roma, double chance at Juventus. Sassuolo, draw no bet at Spezia. Lens, draw no bet versus Rennes. Sevilla, money line. Toronto FC double chance. And Vancouver draw no bet at home versus Nashville. Bit of a flyer there.
Vancouver, the Whitecaps.
Sunday, Newcastle draw no bet. West Ham double chance. Marseille draw no bet. Angers draw no bet. Stuttgart double chance, Lyon money line, Villarreal money line, no, that's Frankfurt. Hold on. Frankfurt double chance at Bremen, Sampdoria draw no bet, Atalanta money line, Napoli draw no bet. It's a good run.
Atalanta. Good. We didn't do Serie A. That's why.
That yeah, one. I stuck those in there.
You know what? That sounds like a great fucking card right there, sir.
Let's hope. First week was good. Second week was shit. Bounce back today. Bounce back this weekend. Bounce back fucking week zero for the boys.
Let's fucking go. Quick PGA Tour Championship. John Rahm has surged to second place. He is, as it stands now, six back of Scottie Scheffler, who is 18 under.
So. Johnny Cat.
Here comes Rombo. Here comes Rombo. Right down Rombo Lane.
Let's go, lad. It's a good week, boys. Well done, Mitt. Well done, Bruce.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for following along, watching. Send us your fucking picks this weekend. You got some winners. Send them in. We'll fucking retweet them out there. Best of luck. College football week zero. We are fucking in it now. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Damn.